out. Here's Wells again. And Wells tries to take out the Lions gal. And Wells is on fire. 4 kills here in this game, 7 of the match.
Today at the Fort Kearney Conference Triangler from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Amherst Broncos and Axtell Wildcats. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Sports Club.
And the serve across here by Pleasanton. They're going to set Eggers. Instead, they're going to set it over her head and get it out there to Knitzer. She'll fire it across. Pleasanton picks up and fires back with Kayla Stubbs, and she'll get the kill. Third for Stubbs.
The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament begins next week, and Axtell and Amherst are the top 2 seeds. We may have a preview of next week's final tonight, while Pleasanton will look to pull off the upset on their home court. It's the Bulldog Triangler coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Pleasanton for continuing coverage of the Bulldog Triangular. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. This is the featured matchup of the night here at Pleasanton. The two visiting teams will do battle as both Amherst and Axtell our top 2 seeds for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament that gets underway on Monday. First meeting of the year, Axtell now 15-2 after their 25-11-25-6 sweep of Pleasanton. For Amherst, they come in with a record right now on the season of 14-5. They did lose last time out, but that was to undefeated D1 second-ranked Ansley Litchfield. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. First off, for Axtell, number 3, 5'10", sophomore middle hitter, Sophie Melaba. Number 7, 5'4", sophomore center, Ashley Snell. Number 8, 5'5", sophomore outside hitter, Reagan Miller. Number 2, a 5'10", senior middle hitter, Hannah Kring. Number 4, 5'6", senior center, Sam Trampy. And number 6, 5'4", outside hitter, senior, Kit Wells, the libero. Number 5, 5'7", sophomore, Season Melaba. Head coach of the Axtell Wildcats, Brad Nelson, but he is recovering from surgery tonight. Glad he can listen, and I know he's excited to see how his ball club will do here against Amherst. So Darla Steinbrink and Shayla Nelson, the assistant coaches, taking care of things here tonight. For Amherst, number 8 is a 5'9 junior, Casey Jurgens. Number 4, 5'5 senior, Sydney Taubenheim. Number 11, 5'7 senior, Claire Hunt. Number 1, a 5'8 junior, Tristan Trampy. Number 9, a 5'7 junior, Jessica Eckout. And number 13, a 5'9 junior, Sierra Rubicek. The libero is number 14, 5'7 freshman in Emily Arnold. The head coach is Julie Bosch, assisted by Carrie Mestel and Kylie Haynes. Amherst is 14-5, but they lost their middle hitter, Courtney Martinson, last week to a knee injury. She was a 5'10 senior that led the team in kills, but without her tonight. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Axtell and Amherst will get it underway after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're about ready to get things underway here as the Liberos check into the ball game. And it will be Season Melama to serve it up first here for the Axtell Wildcats. They'll move from right to left and left to right as you view along a radio dial for Amherst. Serves across to the first set is back across by Casey Juergens. Right away, Hannah Crane gets the swing and terminates for Axtell. So the Wildcats go to their big hitter, and she produces on the first point. And Axtell leads it 1-0 over Amherst. Melama to serve it away. Had a couple of good runs last game. Takes it down the middle to the libero, Arnold. Set to the outside and punched across there by Sydney Tomenheim. Right back in system, Kring hammers another one down the middle. Back-to-back kills for Hannah Kring. And Amherst will have to find a way to neutralize her. Hannah listed at 5'10". Amherst has just one player, a couple players that are up on that 5'9 area. As Melama serves it across, pass off the mark a little bit by Eckhout. Then a back row attack by Eckhout is dug out by Trampy. Set very close to the net and too close for Reagan Miller to even get it tipped across. Point Broncos, 2-1. Amherst, their five losses. Tough one on opening night at Kennesaw. And then Southwest, Alma, Ansley Litchfield twice. Kring from the outside, good dig, overpass, then blocked again by Amherst up front with Tristan Tramping and punched across. Boy, you don't see two plays on Kring like that very often, and it's going to be terminated by Tristan Trampy. Goes with the offhand to the middle, and Trampy will get the kill. Nice, nice defense by the Broncos, and Juergens will serve it away again. Casey takes it back middle to Wells. From the 10-foot line, it'll be tapped across by Kring. Pick up there by Tomenheim. Back to Sid. Big swing in the back row. Melama picks it over pass. Then a swing by Trampy on the one-timer is deep and out of bounds. So Axtell 3, Amherst 2. But some good swings already up front by the Broncos. Near lift on the serve receive, and it doesn't matter as it's passed out of bounds for an Axtell point. Axtell 4-2 with Ashley Snell at the service line. Looking for two in a row. Takes it across to Tomenheim. They'll go front left, and the left-hander Trampy will put it down. Tristan with her second kill. And Axtell will be up 4-3 with Amherst serving. And Sid Tomenheim will go back and serve it away, wasting no time. Floats it right down the middle for an ace as the pass is off the mark. 4-4. Amherst looking for some success here. The volleyball team hasn't necessarily been all that strong. Basketball, they've had some good teams, but they're looking really good here as Kring will terminate for Axtell. Didn't take long. Simple pass, set, spike. And Kring with all three kills here for Axtell. 5-4. And Reagan Miller to serve it away. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Axtell, Pleasanton, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And another one, Trampy, but this one is wide. And Axtell has another two-point lead at 6-4. Really only had one rally so far, a lot of short points, as this one's picked up in the middle by Tobenheim. Outside attack by Eckhout is kept alive. Snell gets it front left. The attack by Wells is blocked. It comes right back to Wells, who sets it back where it came from, and that time the hole's open, which if you can get that quick reaction, that's what's going to happen. Send it right back where it came from. 7-4. Serve across Miller. Set too close to the net. Trampy couldn't get it across. Yes, she did. Did drive it through that block. So check my eyes and give Trampy her third kill. Kring couldn't quite one-on-one at that time. And in for the Broncos will be Emily Rumbeck. The freshman will come in. She and Arnold, the only freshman on the roster. There's actually some upperclassmen on this Amherst team. Most of the conference is pretty young. As Axtell will play the ball in their back row. Snell a bump set for Wells, and she'll put it in the net. Side out Amherst. Couple errors here for Axtell. And Amherst taking advantage as Rumbeck gets ready to serve. Floats it across well. She's ready to unload, and she will, but it is blocked and then passed back out of bounds. Give the ace block up front to Trampy with some help from Madison Murphy, who is in. And it's 7-7. And Rumbeck serves again. Back set, Kring, right side attack. Off the block, nice dig out of the back row by Arnold and passed across. Chance again to go to Kring. This time she's in the middle, and down and good it goes. Hannah with four kills, and it's her turn to rotate to the back and serve. Axtell 8, Amherst 7. First set, match 2. Axtell swept out Pleasanton in the first match. Pleasanton will come back and play Amherst in our final match of the triangular. Kring, good, strong, deep serve, and problems. Pass back out of bounds for Amherst. They never got a good pass on it, never got a good dig on it. And Kring makes it 9-7. And a serve, moving it around, overpass, free ball at the net. And they're going to call in the net on Axtell. Melema on the way up, brushed the net. Otherwise, it would have been an Axtell point because she did dump it down there. And checking in, Tristan Trampy to serve. And it looks like Bailey Peterson. No, excuse me, Casey Juergens rotates back into the front row. Trampy, the left-hand serve. Takes it at well. Set it right back to Kitt, and she tries to take something off of it and rolls it into the net. The set was actually a little behind her, so on the adjustment, didn't get it back, and it's 9-9. Trampy serve to Kring in the back row. Set Trampy, front left, and Melema in the net. So Axtell, who hardly made an error with less stress against Pleasanton, and now having some troubles. They are helping Amherst out. And here's a serve pass close to the net, saved and redirected over by Trampy. Axtell on the dig in the back row by Kring. Get it up to Wells. She's blocked again. Good block. Good net game up there by Amherst. And a free ball comes over to the Broncos. Here is the set to the middle. The attack is going to be dug out by Snell. So Trampy sets back row Kring. She'll take this swing down and good. Good back row attack. And a good change of pace there for the Wildcats. 10-10. Trampy back to serve it away. Again, the first meeting of the year between these two squads. And it may not be the last, as both teams in the same district. Serve across. Set to the outside. The attack for the Broncos is down by Juergens. Her first kill. Just the fourth kill for Amherst. And they have 11 points. Throw in an ace, but the rest are on errors, unfortunately, for Axtell. Amherst, Axtell, Elm Creek, Overton, a four-team sub-district at Lexington. Here's a joust at the net, dug out of the net twice, this time on the Amherst side, and passed across by Eckout. Here's a front left attack that had to be adjusted on the wide set, taken across by the Wildcats. On a quick, Tobenheim brings it over for the Broncos. Now Wells gets the swing. It's passed up into the rafters, bounces on a rafter to slow it down, and it'll be set across by Amherst and Emily Rumbeck. Here is a slide for Melema, and the whistle blows. Four hits called. Yeah, I didn't think that got over either. Point for Amherst, and it makes it 12-10. Up official called it. The down official didn't, and they just had to confirm as Eckhout serves it across. Right side attack is going to be terminated by Kit Wells. Hardly time to catch your breath right now. They're moving so quickly as Wells goes back to serve it away. Amherst on top by one. Wells puts a little power in that. It's overpassed into the net. And Wells will register the ace to tie things up at 12. That's the first ace serve of the match for Axtell. And Wells fires it across again. This time it is set to the front left. Half swing across by Tobenheim. Dig is made by Wells. Middle attack by Miller. Dug out. In the back row, Amherst is going to get a swing from the middle across by Juergens. Another good dig. Slide Melema, but she hit the antenna. Again, the sets are a little wide here. And we've seen that affect the swings of Axtell as Claire Hunt returns for Amherst. And in to serve, Sierra Rubacek. Amherst 13-12 lead midway through game one. Right down the middle of Kring. Set outside. Miller takes a big swing and finishes. Reagan Miller with her first kill of the match. And we're tied at 13. The Melemas switch up, and Season goes back to serve. She started this first set with a couple of points. Bullet one to Tobenheim. Pass a little off the mark, so they'll set it over. Here's Snell setting it for Miller. Back over to Amherst. They'll go middle attack, and it's going to be down and good for Casey Juergens. Her second kill. And now Juergens will go back and serve it away here. 14-13 Broncos. And the serve over to Melema. Set for Kring, but again, she just could tap it over. set up here by Hunt. The outside attack for the Broncos. Hit the tape and spins away from the defense. Sydney Tomenheim gets her first kill. Amherst now up by two again at 15-13. Juergens serve. Across to Trampy. There's a good pass to Snell. And a middle tip. Boy, Axtell is not getting many swings right now. And it's taken back to him on defense. Free ball across. Kring on the swing. Popped up off the block to Eckout. Here's the set by Rubicek. Little wide. Punched across there by Tomenheim. Back over for Miller. She's blocked but out of bounds. Reagan Miller with her second kill. Side out Axtell. 15-14 Amherst. In this battle, the top two teams in the Fort Kearney Conference. Ashley Snell's serve is across. Amherst will set to the outside again from way off the net. It's going to be deep by the junior Tristan Trampy. And that quickly we are tied again, 15-15. Snell's serve stays in the middle of Eckout. Hunt sets outside. Again, Trampy. This time it's off the block and dug out. Back row attack, Wells. Good topspin on that one. Picked up by Eckout. Dumped across by the setter, Hunt. And on an overpass, Trampy couldn't quite put it away on a good dig by Miller. One more time, Amherst. Blocked up front by Kring. Now it's set above the net here. Snell goes for Kring. She'll have be blocked again. Good point going on here. Now finally, Miller. And she'll terminate. Numerous plays at the net on both sides. And Axtell wins the point to regain the lead at 16-15. Neither team has burned a timeout, but it's been so close the whole way that there hasn't been a reason to. It's been close. Nobody's been on any big runs yet. Snell trying to change that, looking for four in a row. Set right side, standing spike across by Tomenheim. Here comes the outside Miller. Again, it's rolled across to Eckout, close to the net, passed above the net, and Kring is there to knock it down. Hannah will block down the set attempt of Sierra Rubicek, 17-15. Snell serve over to Eckout. Here's the set high to the right side and into the upper ref. And the chair ref sees the timeout. And we will have our first one of game number one. So Ashley Snell has stepped back there and served four straight points. Axtell 18, Amherst 15. Game one, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC out of the Amherst timeout. Axtell's up 18-15. Snell continues to serve. Middle attack is dug out. Melama in the back row. And a back row swing by Wells to Eckout. Hunt's going to set it to the outside. Driving it into the block is going to be Tomenheim, but it's picked up by the Broncos and set across. And then Trampy went for a one-timer and got a lucky bounce. It came out of the net back to her. Then Snell on the pass across sets it over wide. So out of all that, it ends up being an Axtell error, an Amherst point, and Sydney Tomenheim to serve down two. Snell sets outside Kring, drives it across, and it's going to be good for the kill. Juergens did just enough to keep it alive, but nobody was able to run it down after that, and it's the sixth kill for Hannah Kring. Side out for the Wildcats, and the serve by Miller. Middle attack blocked again. Kring but out of bounds, and give the kill to Tristan Trampy, her fourth. And if Amherst could just execute a few more of their swings here, they could be in the lead. Axtell has really helped them out. Amherst only has seven kills out of their 17 points with one ace block and one ace serve. Here's Wells front left around the double block, but Eckout's there to dig it. Now they set it to Eckout, and she'll take it near line for Jessica's first kill. And it's a one-point game, and Axtell will call their first timeout of the night. So back and forth we go. We've got a good one here in the opening set. Axtell 19, Amherst 18. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings. auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Don't forget, plenty of high school football coverage on our network of stations and Platte River Preps tomorrow. We'll tell you about it in a moment, but first, Emily Rumbeck to serve it away, trying to tie it up here in game one. Slide, right side, Kring, near corner, kill. Number 7 for Kring, go-to-the-money player, when in doubt. Axtell 20, Amherst 18, but now Hannah rotates to the back row to serve it away. And Kring serve across to Eckout. Jessica thought they'd go back to her, but no, Trampy drives it across. Kring pass up to Snell. Here's Wells off the back foot, and a tip is going to be called for the kill. Amherst let it go. It was just out, it looked like, but they say that the ball was tipped, and Kit Wells will get credit for her third kill, and Amherst is going to go ahead and use their final timeout right here. So the score, Axtell 21 and Amherst 18. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Axtell up 21-18 out of the Amherst timeout. Hannah Kring is serving. Here's the outside attack. Trampy blocked up front by Melima. Sent right back at the Wildcats. Melima from the right side. Good dig by Arnold, the libero, and Amherst will pass it across. Out of system, though. Here comes Melima in the middle. Off the tip. Dug out back row by Toppenheim. Set to the outside. Eckout on the drive. Up to the back row by Kring. Off the back foot. There's Wells again. Got some power on it. Dug up by Toppenheim. And Trampy. Huge swing, but Snell's able to dig it up. Passed across there by Trampy. Good rally going. Important point in the match. Here's Trampy in the middle. Blocked up front. Ace block, Melima. Sophie with her first ace block, 22-18, Axtell. Kring trying to bring it home here in game one. It's been back and forth, Axtell's biggest lead. Over to Jessica Eckout. Here is the set by Bailey Peterson, who is into the ball game, and it's going to be knocked across. Returned quickly on a one-timer above the net, and the kill goes to the back row, Reagan Miller. Thought that was going to make it for Amherst, but it comes up short. More substitutions by Amherst just to try and slow the momentum, but four straight here has taken it to 23-18. Axtell and Kring still at the service line. Eckout to Rumbeck, the setter. Outside attack driven across by Madison Murphy, and it's going to count for her first kill. So they went somewhere different that time and caught Axtell off the block. Tristan Trampy now to serve it away. 23-19, Amherst needs some points, and they'll get one there with an ace serve. First ace for Trampy, second for Amherst, and Axtell's not going to waste any time. They're going to use it right away here, so both teams are out of timeouts with your score, Axtell 23 and Amherst 20. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Nebraska Land National Bank takes timeout to find out what they can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
As we come back to action, serve is across, and Kit Wells will drive it home for the kill. So it is game point for Axtell, 24-20, Sam Trampy on the serve. Here is the set by Rumbeck. They're going to go to the middle, take it across by Murphy. Trampy is able to pick it up. They'll go to Wells, a little overswing and into the net. She really wanted to put an emphasis on that one, but into the net it went. Game point number two for Axtell, and Eckout to serve for Amherst. They need three more. Over to Kring, high set, Melama. She is blocked, comes right back at her, digs it out of the net. Looks like they're going to have to just pass it across. Free ball here for Amherst. Tobenheim calling for it. They set it to her on the outside. She'll finish. Sydney Tobenheim with her second kill. Two down, but Amherst has to get two more here to tie it. Game point number three for Axtell, 24-22. And across it comes again to Wells. They're going to set it to her in the middle, and she's deep. 24-23. Again, both teams have used their timeouts. Game point number four for Axtell. Eckhout serve to Kring. Snell from the 10-foot line sets Melama. She'll roll it across on the line and in. They let it go, and it just clipped the tape of the far wing. And Sophie Melama, her only kill of this first set, good enough to let Axtell squeeze it out, 25-23. So what you would expect between the top two teams in the conference, right down to the final point. 25-23, Axtell takes it. We'll be back with the numbers in a moment.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo-heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales, and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Doug Duda back with you here at Pleasanton. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as we take a look at our first set statistics unofficially for Amherst. Tristan Trampy, 3 service points. 1 was an ace block, and 4 kills. Sydney Tobenheim, an ace serve, 2 kills. Emily Rumbeck, 3 service points. Madison Murphy, a kill. Casey Juergens, 2 service points, 2 kills. Jessica Eckout, 3 service points, and 1 kill. 10 kills, 1 ace block, 2 ace serves for Amherst. For Axtell, Hannah Kring, 4 service points, an ace block, 7 kills. Sophie Melama, an ace block and a kill. Season Melama, 2 service points. Kit Wells, an ace serve, 4 kills. Ashley Snell, 5 service points. Reagan Miller, 2 service points, 4 kills. Axtell had 16 kills, 2 ace blocks, 1 ace serve, and they win the opener 25-23. Game 2 is next on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
First point of game two is going to go to Axtell off the block. The Wildcats will get it there with Sophie Melama to pick up the point. And back to serve will be Season Melama. So Axtell up 1-0 after winning the first game, 25-23. And then Amherst just about watches it fall to the floor. That gets an easy one for Kring, but it hits the net. Pops it up, gives a chance for Tobenheim. She's blocked, but out of bounds. Snell got a hand on it, but Tobenheim will get credit for her third kill. 1-1. Amherst comes in with a record of 14-5. Axtell now 15-2, ranked third and fourth in D1. After their win tonight, they've already beaten Pleasanton, and Kring is going to add her eighth kill. A powerful swing down the near corner. And now it will be Snell to serve it away. Definitely the toughest portion of Axtell's schedule is right in the next couple of weeks here. And we have got a whistle for a net violation from a back row attack. That's a killer for Axtell. It was a pretty good back row attack, but nonetheless, Amherst gets the point. Serve right on the far sideline here by Snell to dig it out. Passed over, blocked across by Trampy, and Axtell did get it back. Good hustle, Melama. Then an overpass, and Kring on a one-timer couldn't quite finish. Hunt keeps it alive. Eckhout on the swing. Dig by Wells. Good point now, and Kring will terminate. Each team had a couple chances there, and Once they finally got back in system, big swing Kring. And it will be Miller to serve. Fires it across for the Wildcats, right down the middle of Tobenheim. High set, Trampy goes up, ball driven across, dug out by Miller. Here is Kring. She'll take it across, then it's down to the floor. Number 10 for Hannah Kring. And our first point on serve of this second set. And Amherst is going to sub back in Bailey Peterson. Give Rubicek a rest. Again, Amherst playing in their second match of the year without their leading hitter, Courtney Martinson. Injured her knee last week on Tuesday and has been out. And here's an ace serve for Reagan Miller. 5-2. And an answer into the net. So the ace negated by the error. And right back into the ball game. We've got double substitution here for Amherst. Emily Rumbeck, she'll go back and serve. Madison Murphy into the front row. 5-3 Axtell. They won the opener. And now it's 5-4 on the ace serve. That'll be Murphy's first service point and first service ace. This one, short middle, picked up by Melema, and nobody can run it down after that. Two in a row for Murphy. Football tomorrow. We'll have an afternoon game. Red Cloud Giltner, 3 o'clock kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5. Here on Classic Hits, we got Storm Hockey tomorrow night as the attack by Kring is into the net. Four hits called. No block on Amherst. Three in a row, four in a row for Amherst. They're up 6-5. I'll have the Elm Creek Blue Hill game tomorrow night on ESPN 1460. Randy Bushcutter online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll have Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic. As Wells is blocked and then is called for the lift as it crawls up on her there. Give the ace block to Madison Murphy and Tristan Trampy up there. Serve across again. Kring trying to finish things and does. So after a nice run there by Amherst, Axtell gets the kill from Kring. And it is 7-6. Outside Trampy. Was it into the net? Four hits called. There have been some good communication by the officials to agree or not to agree. And four hits called, 7-7. Kring to serve. Hannah, they let it go. Right down the middle for an ace. First ace serve for Hannah Kring. And so Amherst works hard, gets five in a row in about 15 seconds. Axtell has three right back, and they regain the lead 8-7. Hannah fires it across. Eck out with the up. Set to the outside. Murphy into the back row. Kring will play it up to Schnell. From off the net, it's rolled across there by Wells. And Amherst will run it down and pass it across with Rumbeck. Slide right side. Melema, good into the corner. Just caught the tape. And Axtell back up by 2, 9-7. Sophie with her second kill. And Kring continues to fire bullets across. Picked up by the Broncos. Over swinging the middle. Eckhout can't get it across. And 5 by Amherst. Answered by 5 by Axtell. And a timeout coming on the error from the Broncos. So 10 points, 5 each way, and it's back to a 3-point lead for Axtell. Axtell won the opener 25-23, and they're up on Amherst 10-7, game 2 at the Pleasanton Triangular here on Classic Hits.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Don't forget NFL football tonight on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550, as the Houston Texans host the Indianapolis Colts. Both teams 3-2. It's for the AFC South lead. Coverage at 6:45, kickoff at 7:25. Here we're back to action with an Axtell serve. Hannah Kring passed right back over to Hannah. Slide, Melema right side, through the double block down and good. Sophie with her third kill. That is six in a row by Axtell. They're up 11-7 on Amherst. And Axtell won the opening set. Another good strong serve down the middle to Eckhout. Passes off the mark, and Trampy has to bump it across. Free ball here for the Cats. Snell, short set, blocked by Trampy. Wells wasn't quite sure to do with it because the set wasn't very high. And Trampy goes right up and says thank you very much and blocks it back down. So Amherst will send Trampy back to serve it away. Trailing 11-8. Good strong left-handed serve. Slide Wells over the block and down and good. Despite a valiant attempt there by Emily Rumbeck. And Wells will get her first kill of this game and her fifth of the match. Sam Trampy to serve it away for the Wildcats, looking for their 16th win behind Ansley Litchfield and O'Neill St. Mary's in the rankings as the serve comes across. Set to the middle, off the outside attack, Wells, and Wells will put it down. Back-to-back kills, 13-8. Axtell now starting to get a little bit of a cushion. Again, this district, Amherst, Axtell, Elm Creek, Overton, the other side has Blue Hill, Harvard, Kennesaw, Red Cloud, and Shelton. And so you would figure the favorite would be in this sub-district. Blue Hill has had some troubles this year. As we are back to action here in the middle attack for Amherst, driven across by Juergens. Nice dig. Pass to the outside. Wells with a big swing. Passed up there by Amherst on the good dig. Tomenheim. Eckhout's attack is off the tip for the kill. Jess with her second kill. Side out for Amherst. Sub-districts are November 3rd. And if you have a two-nighter, November 4th. Serve across to Miller. Axtell sets to the outside. Melema blocked, popped up there by Juergens and passed across. Axtell will set it outside again. Snell for Wells. That time it's deep and out of bounds. Back-to-back points for the Broncos. Jessica Eckhout, the server. And looks for another one. Drops it right in the middle to Kring. Good high set right side. Coming down the near line. Getting the kill is going to be the Wildcats and Kit Wells. So a good run through the front row that time for Wells. Picked up three kills, and now she'll go back and serve it away. 14-10. Axtell leading by four. They won the opening set. Holding on 25-23. Serve is overpassed right above the net. Melema can't finish, so Amherst gets a swing, and Juergens is in the net. 15-10 Axtell. Amherst has used one of their timeouts. They're hoping to get the ball back here. Serve across the net. Picked up that time by Eckhout. Has to be set across. Free ball here. Slide right side. Melema and a nice cut back against the grain for the kill. The fourth for Sophie Melema. And let's see what Coach Bosch wants to do over here. 16-10. With Wells at the service line. First she got three straight kills. Now she's got a couple of service points and a beautiful serve. Eckhout runs it down. Has to be set across by Rumbeck. Off the net, it is popped up. The attack by Melema into the net. Four hits called. Point, Axtell. Again, these are the top two teams in the Fort Kearney Conference. They will be hosting action on Monday night. The play-in games at each gym will be at 5:15. And for Amherst, we'll talk about it after this point. As Rubicek serves it across. And the attack by the Wildcats is deep and out of bounds. So again on Monday night, the schedule in Amherst will have the early game between Overton and Pleasanton. The winner gets Amherst. Wilcox, Hildreth, and Elwood play in between. Service error here. And over at Axtell, Loomis and SEM play the first game. The winner gets Axtell in the last game in between Elm Creek and Eustace Farnham. Season Melema back in to serve it away here for Axtell, leading by 5, 17-12 in game two. They serve it at Arnold. It popped up in the middle. The attack by Hunt is going to be deep. 18-12 into the ball game for Amherst. Reagan Rasmussen, as Coach Bosch just tries to find the right formula right now. And again, playing without Courtney Martinson. They're not sure, but maybe done for the year. Their leading attacker injured last week. It's a knee. And here's a middle attack. Rasmussen will put it down. So Reagan comes in. They set it to her immediately, and her first swing is good for an Amherst kill. And the serve by Casey Juergens. 18-13 Axtell. The set is wide. Miller can't get to it. Point Amherst. Axtell still has both of their timeouts if Amherst can get a run going. And the serve across by Juergens. Set to the middle. Now they're going to go outside. Kring, it popped off the tape. Pops up in the air to Trampy. Gives them a chance on the Amherst side, but a standing spike rolled over by Tobenheim. They go to the outside. This time it's Miller off the block for the kill. First kill of the game, fifth of the match for Miller. No matter when the match ends, we will have our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show with a rundown of the final stats. Still one more match later tonight between Amherst and Pleasanton. As Ashley Snell fires the left-hand serve across, set in the middle, tipped across there by Rasmussen. And a chance here again for Axtell. Kring elevates over the double block for her 11th, make it 12th kill. And still subbing over here on almost every point right now is going to be Amherst. Checking out Bailey Peterson, checking in Rubacek. And Snell now to serve it away. 20-14, Axtell equaling their biggest lead. The attack over by Tobenheim stays in the back row. Axtell passes it over, free ball here. Picked up by Juergens, set middle. Trampy blocked up front, dug out by the setter in Hunt. And the middle attack is going to be put away by Amherst. Sydney Tobenheim makes it 20-15. And now Tobenheim will go back and serve it away here. And it's an ace, 20-16. That's exactly what Amherst needs. Second ace of the match for Tobenheim. Short serve Melba popped it straight up in the air. And all they can do is pass it across and then miscommunication. The ball falls to the floor. And for the first time, Axtell in a little bit of trouble here in game two. Still have a three-point lead. They will take the timeout. Each team has a timeout remaining. Axtell won the opening set 25-23, and they lead Amherst 20-17. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to see what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Out of the Axtell timeout, trouble on serve, receive again, and Amherst will pick up the point as it's passed back out of bounds. Three in a row for Sydney Tobenheim. Again, Axtell at least has the cushion of winning that first set should things get away here. Short serve to Melema. Snell has to run it down. Overpass, free ball. Eck out. Two-ball swing. Trampy. Great dig in the back row by Wells, but then passed into the net. Four hits. Trampy. Stepping up there for Amherst. It's a one-point game. Tobenheim serves for the tie. This time a good pass. Snell gets it to Kring. Left-handed attack blocked off of her. It's Reagan Rasmussen, who has provided a spark since coming in off the bench. And it's six in a row for Amherst. We are tied at 20. Tobenheim short serve, passed right above the net. It'll be played to Eckout off the block. Waiting for it. Wells now to Miller from the 10-foot line. Swats it over to Eckout. Amherst a little out of system here, and Eckout drove it into the net. Point Axtell. So the long run comes to an end, and we've got a brand new set here. 21-20, Axtell to serve it away with Reagan Miller. Had an ace earlier in this game. And we picked up by Rasmussen. Set by Rubacek. Middle attack, Trampy blocked. And it's an out-of-bounds. Out-of-bounds. Kring had a big block, but it sailed long with so much power. Trampy will get the kill. 21-21. And in to serve it away will be Emily Rumbeck. Rumbeck serve. Amherst looking for their first lead of this set. To the outside off the back foot, Wells is able to drop it in front of the back row. So her eighth kill, and no relinquishing of the lead for Axtell yet. And now Hannah Kring's in the back row. 22-21, Kring to serve. She served it out strong in game one. Here's the outside attack, Trampy, too much, and it's deep and out of bounds. 23-21. I would think timeout is in order here, and it is for Amherst. So timeout on the floor with the score, Axtell 23, Amherst 21. Axtell won the first set. We'll be right back.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching
out
lives.
Out of the Amherst timeout, Hannah Kring serves it away. Has to be rolled across from the corner by Madison Murphy. Axtell at the net. Wells into the net. Tried to angle it around the double block. Point Amherst. 23-22. Trampy to the back row. Now to serve it away. For the Broncos, try to tie it up here late in the second set. Right down the middle to Wells. Trampy sets Wells right side and got her in trouble. It's returned into the antenna. And it's 23-all. And Axtell will call the timeout. So once again, both teams are out of timeouts. Once again, it's coming down to the wire. The first set went to Axtell, 25-23, a little different fashion. Axtell was up 19-18, scored four in a row. They were up 24-20, and Amherst scored three in a row but couldn't get it tied. Here it's been back and forth. Axtell did build the lead to 20-14. Amherst ran six in a row to tie it. And now it's 23-23. Amherst with the ball. And Trampy to serve it away here for the lead. Tristan serve. Backing up Wells. Pass close to the net. Trampy ran it down. Free ball coming across. Snell sends it over. Here's the set by Rumbeck. Middle attack will be tipped across there by Juergens. Axtell handles, but have to bump it across with Kring in the back row. Free ball again. Rumbeck sets. This time a big swing is across, and a great dig dug out by Snell. And from the 10-foot line, Melema returns. A lot of gals on the floor right now. Murphy from the right side gets the Amherst kill. Madison Murphy makes it 24-23. Amherst, the Broncos have their first game point, and the crowd into it. Trampy serve to force a third set. Wells has it. Here's the set, Trampy. To the outside, Axtell is blocked up front, comes right back at him. Bump set to the outside. Wells on the angle, picked up by Eckhout. Here's the set. Eckhout on the front left is deep. Bent out of bounds. Extra points here in game two. 24-24. Kring stuck in the back row for Axtell. And serving it away, Sam Trampy. Yes, both teams with a Trampy. And Sam served down the left side. Handled there by Tobenheim. Bump set problems Amherst. They got to bump it across here with Murphy. Free ball for the Wildcats. Wells is blocked, and it's in. Ace block by Casey Juergens. And you could tell the terror on the faces of Axtell when they turned around and saw that nobody was going to be able to get to it. Game point number two. Eckhout to serve it away for Amherst. Picked up by Miller. Here's the set outside. Melema blocked, and we're going to a third set. And again, it is Casey Juergens. So Amherst rises from the ashes down 20-14 to win it 26-24. We will go to a third set, but first a look at the second set numbers here on Classic Hits after this timeout.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Let's take a quick look at the numbers I had from the second set. First of all, for Axtell, Hannah Kring, 6 service points. 1 was an ace. She had 5 kills. Sophie Melema, an ace block and 3 kills. Sam Trampy had a service point. Kit Wells, 2 service points and 4 kills. Ashley Snell, a service point. Reagan Miller, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. 13 kills, 1 ace block, 2 ace serves for Axtell. For Amherst, they really got the job done at the net, including blocking those last 2 points. Tristan Trampy, 3 service points, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. Sydney Tobenheim, 5 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Emily Rumbeck, 3 service points. Madison Murphy, 4 service points. 2 of them were aces, 1 kill. Casey Juergens had a service point, 2 ace blocks. Jessica Eckout, 2 service points and a kill. Sierra Rubicek, a service point, and Reagan Rasmussen, an ace block and a kill. 7 kills, 5 ace blocks, 3 ace serves, and Amherst takes it 26-24. We'll start set 3 after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from 2 payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Back to action. An error is going to give Axtell the first point, and Hannah Kring is going to rattle it off a block for the second point. And Axtell with a 2-0 lead here to start the third set. 2-0, and back there serving it away is Season Melema. Amherst gets it to the outside. The swing across by Rasmussen. Here's Snell setting it up for Miller. Off the block, down and good. And a quick start here to the third set by Axtell coming out after letting game 2 slip away by bringing some offense quickly. And Melema to serve. Again, these are the top 2 teams in the FKC this year. And the serve is on the back line for an ace. They weren't quite sure whether to play it, so they looked at each other. The ball split the back row defenders. And it's 4-0, and Amherst is going to sub in. Bailey Peterson will check in. Season Melema with 3 in a row, looking for more. And she'll keep serving it down the middle. Picked up by Arnold. Pass to the outside. It's going to be blocked up there by Kring on the swing from Tobenheim. Passed across, free ball. Snell sets Kring in the middle. She's blocked, but out of bounds. Boy, 2 big blocks, but both have sailed just wide. 1 left, 1 right. And Kring with her 14th kill. And Amherst has decided to use the timeout. So off the high of winning game 2, they can't get out of the gates here. In game 3, it is 5-0 Axtell. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Again, a big thank you to our athletic director, Ricky Westland, here at Pleasanton, and all the fine sponsors as we continue high school volleyball here in the Fort Kearney Conference. Serve across by Melema, set back over. Another free ball opportunity here for Kring, and Kring will drive it off the block. Good one arm up in the back row by Eckout, and Amherst is able to return it for the point. Reagan Rasmussen. She's trying to earn some playing time here. Again, with Courtney Martinson out, their leading attacker, Amherst is still playing tough. And back to serve it away, Casey Juergens. Drops it in front of that back row. Trampy, it has to be taken across on a 2 ball by Snell. At the net, it's overpassed, and Kring goes up and taps it down. That is kill number 15 for Hannah Kring, far and away leading the match. 8 for Kit Wells, 6 for Reagan Miller. For Amherst, Trampy has 6. Tobenheim, 4. Nobody else with more than 2. Snell serves it across. Set to the outside for Trampy. Overswung, but in the net. Called on Axtell. And Amherst is going to get a reprieve as they pick up the point and send Tobenheim to the service line. Axtell won the first set, 25-23. Amherst rallied from 6 down to win the second set, 26-24. Earlier tonight, Axtell swept Pleasanton, and Amherst and Pleasanton still have to play. And when they get together, always a good rivalry match as the serve goes deep and out of bounds. So it will be Axtell to serve it away with Reagan Miller to the outside. Now they're going to go middle, and the attack, they say, into the net. No block. Kring was there trying to contest Trampy, but it didn't make it over the tape. 8-2. And again, the serve across by Miller, and problems for an ace. 9-2, Axtell. And Coach Bosch goes to the bench. Back in, Bailey Peterson. And the serve by Miller. Off that ace to make it 9-2. High set to the outside. Eckout block. Digs her own block. Trampy sets it up. And it's going to be passed across. Here is Sam Trampy getting it to Kring. Blocked up front. And it's dug out of the net, but cannot be returned by the Wildcats. Rasmussen was up there along with Bailey Peterson. And they were sure congratulating Bailey. I couldn't tell where we're seated here at Pleasanton. We're right behind the chair umpire, and sometimes we're a little blocked from the view when it goes into the front right corner. Nonetheless, Amherst will serve, and Kring will drive it across. Dug out of the back row, and now a back row attack by the Broncos just off the back line by Tobenheim. Didn't miss by much. 10-3, Axtell. Kansas City Royals begin the American League Championship Series tomorrow night. 7:07 first pitch, 6:30 pregame against the Baltimore Orioles on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. All of the American League Championship Series can be heard on the Breeze. That's why we'll have Storm Hockey tomorrow night here on Classic Hits. As the serve is across by Hannah Kring, she's actually had a good night from the service line. Attack by Murphy is dug out. Here is the set for Wells. Big swing blocked. And the ace block up front by Tristan Trampy. That'll be her fourth of the match. That is the one category that Amherst is definitely leading in. They have eight blocks compared to three for Axtell and Trampy to serve. Again, needing to dig themselves out of a hole. They've been playing from behind the whole night. Slide right side. Wells takes it across. Dig by Tobenheim. She'll take it over from the back row. At Wells. Snell back to Wells from the left-hand corner. It's blocked up front, but popped up in the air and returned that time by Juergens. Now off her back foot, Melima, and Melima will get the kill. Sophie with her fifth kill. 11-4 Axtell. Sam Trampy to serve it away for the Wildcats, looking for their 16th win of the season and a regular season conference championship. As the set goes outside, the attack near line by Juergens is going to be wide and out of bounds. So it's back to an 8-point lead. Amherst cannot afford for it to get any bigger. And the serve by Trampy across to Eckout. Here's the set outside. Swing driven over by Juergens. Dig made there by Miller. Now Wells on the angle. Takes it off the block and gets the kill. Number 9 for Kit Wells. And Axtell is in total control right now. 13-4 in the third and deciding set of this FKC match at the Pleasanton Triangular, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Trampy tried to go with the old cotton candy serve and ran out of sugar before it got to the net. Side out. Amherst. Eckout serves it across. Picked up by Melima. And it is set to the outside to Sophie. Dug out Arnold to the outside. On the line. Waited for the call. And a kill for Sydney Tobenheim. Point Amherst getting a point on their serve. And Eckout. We'll try and get a run going here. Ace serve. They let it go, and it's an ace. 13-7. Jessica Eckout drops it in there. And she'll try again. Again, Amherst got six in a row to get things tied up last game. They need more here, but it'd be a start. Overpass on the serve. Free ball tipped down. Casey Juergens at a timeout. Axtell, they've seen this story before and didn't like the way it ended up. So Axtell coach Darla Steinbrink and Shayla Nelson, filling in for the mentor Brad Nelson, call the timeout. They're still up, Axtell, 13-8 in the third set over Amherst. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
With our producer and engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda back with you at Pleasanton as we're in the third set. Amherst trying to make a little comeback here. Jessica Eck out looking for four in a row. Axtell gets it on the front left. The attack, Melama off the back row defender and into the seats. Kill for Sophie. Second of the set, sixth of the match. And more importantly for the Wildcats, a side out for Kit Wells to fire it across. 14-8 Wildcats. Overpass right above the net by Amherst. Melama didn't get enough on it to finish. Dug out by Arnold. Set across and a one-timer again by Melama. Amherst has to hustle to get it back over, and Melama blocks it again. And that time, it's not coming back off the block. Casey Juergens. And for Sophie, her third block, she's got one in each set. And Wells fires another dart across. Set to the outside. The attack clipped the net by Tobenheim, and it's going to be good enough for the kill. Sixth kill for Tobenheim. Don't forget, whenever we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Back into the ballgame, Reagan Rasmussen for Amherst, and to serve, Sierra Rubicek. 15-9 Axtell, third and deciding game over to Miller. Perfect pass to Snell, back to Reagan, over the double block, and the kill. Seventh kill for Miller. They got a four-headed monster over there for Axtell. Four players with a kill, but only four players. For Amherst, they have six different players with a kill. And Season Melamo will serve it across. Arnold passes it up front, and it's going to be tapped over by Rasmussen. Snell had to play it. Trampy sets and then almost falls to the floor. A last-minute lunge gets it across by Kring. Amherst has a chance here. Joust at the net, comes back to Axtell. Kring with the swing, and it's down and good. Can't leave a free one up there for Hannah. She gets her 16th kill of the match, fourth of this set. 17-9, Axtell, that lead at 8. Season, who had a good run last time back there, got him off to a 5-0 lead. Trying to get another run going. Picked up by Emily Arnold. Stays in the back row. Punched over by Eckout. Here's the set close to the net. So Miller just taps it over. Another good dig that time by Amherst. Bailey Peterson. But then nobody helped her out. And Miller's going to get credit for the point. Amherst will sub in again. And I think Coach Bosch will save her timeout just in case they can get back into this one. It helped in the third set. Service across to Tobenheim. Set right side. Rolled across by Juergens. Axtell will put it to the middle. Kring over the double block. Down and good. Hannah Kring and Axtell now running away, and we will get an Amherst timeout. So we go to the third set, and Axtell has been in command. It's the Wildcats 19, the Broncos 9. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Don't forget more volleyball coming your way next week. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, we will be at the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. As Season Melama serves it up here, we're at Kearney Catholic Monday. The semifinals Tuesday, the finals Thursday are at Adams Central. Tobenheim with the attack. Great dig out of the back row by Wells and set across by Kring. Still a free ball for Amherst. Rasmussen off the double block. Season Melama with the dig. They'll go middle to Kring. And over the double block, it's dug out by Eckhout. Set outside. The attack blocked again. That blocking game getting way better in the third set for Axtell. Ball still alive. Outside Miller. She'll take it over to dig by Eckhout. Bump set by Rubicek. Gets it to the middle, and it's rolled across there by Juergens. Passed back row. Standing spike return. Trampy missed it wide. And a long rally that Amherst comes away with the point on. Snapping the 4-0 run by Axtell. Long way to go, though. 19-10 Axtell. And Casey Juergens to serve. Right down the middle to Wells. Snell sets. Front left. Kring terminates. And that is her sixth kill of this set. 18 in the match. Amherst has only been able to get one run off their serve this whole set. Over to Tomanine, pass close to the net, so Rubicek set it across. Here's Kring in the middle again on the quick, down and good. Feed the monster, and Hannah Kring is one away from 20. 21-10 in favor of Axtell. I want to thank Ricky Wesslin, the athletic director here at Pleasanton, and all the fine folks for their hospitality as Ashley Snell serves it across. Remember, we still have one more match when this is done. Set right side, good one that Tobenheim is able to finish. Side out Amherst. 21-11, kind of the last ditch effort here. Now, Tobenheim did have a good run back in the second set. So let's see if she can get one started here. Malama jumps right in the middle to take it. Snell close to the net. That's where Kring likes it, and Kring will finish, and there it is. The 20th kill of the match for Hannah Kring. She's got eight of them here in the third and deciding set. 22-11 Wildcats, and it is Reagan Miller to serve. Had an ace earlier in the game. Drops it across to Tobenheim. Set to the front left. Taken over by Eckout. Dig by Wells. Back to Kitt. She'll tap it across, and she got him that time. Haven't seen Axtell do a whole lot of soft tipping or directional shots. And that time, Wells was able to convert her 10th kill. 23-11, 2 points away now from the match after we went to a third set, is Axtell. Here's the set by Bailey Peterson. From the middle, it'll be driven across. Oh, great play by Trampy to get that line shot back over. Now Eck out on the middle swing. She is blocked up front. Are they going to save four hits? They're going to save four hits. And it is now match point for the Axtell Wildcats. And Reagan Miller will try and finish it off here. Miller serve to the middle, set outside Rasmussen. She'll dump it over. Overpass by Axtell into the net, and that'll be a point for Rasmussen, her third kill. So now Amherst will serve until we're all done because it's 24-12. See if they can tack another few points on the board. But it is Emily Rumbeck to serve. Game point number two for Amherst. Serve is across. Set to the right side. The attack is going to be who else? Hannah Kring with her 21st kill to finish the match off. And Axtell looked really, really good in this third set. Amherst could sure use Courtney Martinson, but they competed very well here in the match, forcing it to three between the top two teams. And a good chance that these teams will face each other again next Thursday night in the conference tournament finals. We'll be back with a look at the post game, brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, right after this timeout.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo-heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales, and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Welcome back to Pleasanton. It's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back in and schedule your appointment today. Our numbers in the third set for Amherst. Tristan Trampy had an ace block, but they kept her out of the kill column. Sydney Tobenheim had three kills. Bailey Peterson, an ace block. Casey Juergens had a kill. Jessica Eckout, three service points. One was an ace. And Reagan Rasmussen had two kills. Just 6 kills that time for Amherst, 2 ace blocks and 1 ace serve. For Axtell in the third set, it was Hannah Kring leading the way as she pounded home 9 kills. Sophie Melema had an ace block and 2 kills. Sam Trampy, 2 service points. Season Melema had 7 service points. One was an ace. Kit Wells had a service point and 2 kills. Ashley Schnell, a service point. Reagan Miller had 4 service points. One was an ace, and she had 3 kills. Axtell, 16 kills, 1 ace block, 2 ace serves as they capture the third and deciding set, 25-12. We'll be back with the cumulative numbers on the New West postgame show right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Welcome back to the New West Postgame Show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It took some arm twisting, but we got the Axtell coaches to come up with this because, of course, Brad Nelson taking some time away, going through what he is going through in the hospital and listening to the game tonight. But he'll be pleased, gals, that your girls came away and got the victory. We're talking with Darla Steinbrink and Shayla Nelson. And Shayla, I guess, first we'll start with you. What's it like not having dad and coach here on the bench with you guys?
It's definitely different. I've been around him coaching for 22 years of my life, and that's the first time I haven't been on the bench sitting next to him. So different. We have some big shoes to fill because he knows just about everything there is to know about volleyball. So trying to do the best we can to keep our girls positive and act like we know as much as he does on the bench.
I know everybody wants to know, how's he doing? So can you give us a little update?
Yeah, he's doing a lot better today. He finally got to eat some food, so that's a positive. He should be getting out of the hospital this weekend, so that's great news. He thinks he's going to be at the conference games next week, but we'll see how that goes. I know it's killing him to miss these games, but we all know he's here in spirit. So he's doing really good and staying positive.
That's awesome. Darla, let's ask you a little bit about the match. This is what it was supposed to be, the top two teams battling it out, and the first two games went right down to the wire. What was the difference here in the third game? It seemed like you guys finally got a little block up there and kind of took away what Amherst wanted to do. What was the difference, in your opinion, in that third set?
I think our girls came out on a mission. They were being aggressive the whole set. Even when things weren't going, they kept on being aggressive. And I think they know that Coach Nelson has high expectations, and if they don't abide by him while he's gone, then they're in big trouble. So it was really good to see them just really work hard. And you could tell that they were working not only for themselves, but also Coach and Axtell. So it was good to see that.
And big players, you can talk about Hannah Kring all you want, but she comes up, and I've got her for 9 kills in that last set, 21 in the match tonight. And when you guys lost that second set, she just seemed to really take over there in the third set. Big players kind of step up in moments like that. Just talk about what Hannah did for you in that third set.
Yeah, Hannah knew her job, and she really could put the ball wherever she needed to. She could get around the block tonight really well. And we knew that there was going to be a big block, and she knew that, so she rose to the occasion tonight, and it was a good.
And finally, whoever wants to talk about it, you guys might see Amherst again next week. You're leading the way in the conference, so you get to play at home. Expectations will be there, but it sounds like everybody's pretty pleased with the way your team is playing, Shayla. So what do you do to keep this level going up and maybe bring home a tournament title next week?
We know every team always plays their hardest game against us. We've been in the championship game or the top three the last 10 years, so expectations are high on us, and it does put a lot of pressure on the girls, but I think they're pretty confident this year. They know that we have the talent, and staying confident is a key there, just bringing out our best game because we know that the other team's going to have their best game. We got to focus no matter what team it is. The conference is pretty spread out right now. Everybody's pretty even outside of the top two teams here, and so we got to be ready to play anybody because you never know who's going to end up in the final games.
Well, great job tonight, gals. Congratulations, and hey, best of luck next week. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Hey, Brad, they did okay. They did fine. Shayla and Darla, the assistant coaches, taking care of business here, and Axtell wins this match in three sets, 25-23, 24-26, and 25-12. Let's take a look at the overall final numbers that we did have for the match. Starting with Amherst, Tristan Trampy, six service points. One was an ace. She had a match-high four ace blocks. Second on the team with six kills. Sydney Toppenheim, six service points. Two of them were aces, led the team with seven kills. Emily Rumbeck, six service points. Bailey Peterson had an ace block. Madison Murphy, four service points. Two of them aces, two kills. Casey Juergens, three service points, two ace blocks, and three kills. Jessica Eckout, eight service points leading the way for the team. One of them was an ace. She had two kills. Sierra Rubicek had a service point, and Reagan Rasmussen had an ace block and three kills. Overall for Amherst, I had them for 23 kills in the match, eight ace blocks, and six ace serves. Amherst will fall to 14-6 on the season. And when we get to the Lou Platt Conference, or the, excuse me, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, which they will host one side of it on Monday, they will play the Overton-Pleasanton winner at 7:15. If they make the semifinals, they would face either Wilcox-Hildreth or Elwood Tuesday in Overton at 7 o'clock. One thing for Amherst, if they can make the finals, it's on their home floor, and that would be coming up next Thursday. For Axtell, it was Hannah Kring, 10 service points, one was an ace block, and a match high, 21 kills unofficially. Sophie Melleman led the team with ace blocks, three. She had six kills. Sam Trampy, three service points. Season Melleman led the team in serving with 9 points. One of them was an ace. Kit Wells, four service points, one was an ace. She had 10 kills of her own. Ashley Snell, seven service points, and Reagan Miller, eight service points, two of them aces, and eight kills. Axtell had 45 kills, four ace blocks, and five ace serves as the third-ranked Cats improved to 16-2 with a 25-23, 24-26, 25-12 win over Amherst. Up next for the Axtell Wildcats, they will be hosting, as we said, the other half of the tournament in the FKC on Monday. They'll play the Loomis SEM winner at 7:15, and if they win that, they'll play next Tuesday against the Elm Creek Eustis Farnham winner in Overton at 6 o'clock. We will kind of wrap things up for right now. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We will take another break. We're just going to keep it here because in this triangular, just a 10-minute warm-up for that third match, and so we're only about 5-6 minutes away from getting things going here in the third and final match between Pleasanton and Amherst. So we'll take a break, listen to some of the fine messages from our sponsors, and be back and get you ready for the third match. So keep it right here on Classic Hits.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The preceding has been a KKPR Sports production, brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.